They are extraordinarily gracious people. They could not have been kinder to us. I met Her Majesty the Queen, the entire royal family, the first time I was in England, in April of 2008. And then Michelle and the girls actually visited London again and went to Buckingham Palace. She could not have been more charming and gracious to the girls. They actually had a chance to ride in a carriage on the grounds. I think what the Queen symbolizes, not just to Great Britain, but to the entire Commonwealth and obviously the entire world, is the best of England. Yes. And we're very proud of her.
David Cameron has the opportunity every week to sit down with the Queen. I think the first president that she remembers was Truman, right. And then Eisenhower and so on. A completely private conversation, no notes, no microphones. Do you have anyone you can have that kind of conversation with? Would you like there to be somebody with that sense of history that you could just totally privately shoot the breeze with?
Well, I don't know if anybody shoots the breeze with Her Majesty the Queen, but
perhaps not.
you know, one of the great aspects of this job is it gives you an opportunity to meet with people from all walks of life. You have a chance to talk to the Queen of England on one day, and the next day you have the chance to talk to somebody in a diner off a highway here in the United States. And what you find is that there's a lot of wisdom to be found if you're willing to listen. And I think most politicians spend most of their time talking instead of listening. That's a habit that I try to break.